Hello and welcome to the Core Security Podcast. This is episode number 4. I'm Bobby Kuzma. Joining me today from our offices in the Atlanta area are Venkat Rajaji, our SVP of Marketing, and Beto Solino, our Director of Research up from Buenos Aires, Argentina. Welcome to the podcast, gentlemen. So Venkat got an email and it weirded him out. And since Venkat directs our marketing, that's kind of interesting. What happened, Venkat?
So, Bobby, you know, what we do, ironically enough, we send out a lot of emails to our prospectives to you know, gain interest. I received one of those. You know, I get a lot of those types of emails myself. And this one was really interesting. It was a person who asked me if I had received a hotel key card and napkin in the mail. And he asked me to click on a microsite with my name in the URL. And so we had just done, security training here at Core Security, and I was weirded out by phishing and phishing scams and whatnot. And so I saw this and I thought, wow, okay, this must be a classic phishing scam, or this is perhaps one of the best account-based marketing tactics I've ever seen. So pretty weirded out by all of it. So that's kind of the genesis behind all of this, where this came from.
So part of your mission is making sure that people get our emails and open them. And that's the same mission that the fishers have.
Yep. You got it. You got it. And so one of these new techniques that we in marketing are beginning to use these days is this notion of account-based marketing. What account-based marketing is we are looking at particular companies, we're targeting those companies, we're targeting specific contacts and people within those companies and saying, instead of providing them with a generic email about Core Security does XYZ, we actually create landing pages, we actually create specific pages for that particular person saying, Core Security can help you, Mr. XYZ, with your pen testing mission so that you can attain PCI DSS compliance. Here's a link about what we can do specifically for you. So this kind of thing is kind of evolving, but it's one of the hot new trends that we in marketing are seeing that we're doing. So I certainly, as much as all of you guys probably get, I get emails like that regularly that are specifically geared towards me. And it's really interesting that they really, like you just said, Bobby, a probably very similar mission to what the attackers are doing.
To be perfectly honest, you could probably run one of your marketing campaigns out of Core Impact.
That's probably true, Bobby. We probably could.
So the techniques behind this and the psychology behind it is based on human perception and adjusting that in order to get the desired result. So where did these techniques come from? Because it seems like we're now stuck in an arms race where the good guys and the bad guys are both using the same tool set.
Yeah, that's a great point. So kind of how we've evolved into this market is, you know, back in the old days, we would send out brochures, we would send it out through mail to those particular people, and then we would call those particular people that we had phone numbers with. Now that we've moved into kind of the world of digital, right? That's kind of how we do everything. Everything's kind of moved towards email. And then what we do is we supplement those emails and phone call follow-up. We supplement them with landing pages. Landing pages being click on this link to learn more about X, Y, and Z. And now what we've done is we've gone from this notion of content-based marketing around sending out an email, asking somebody to click, to now we're sending you, Bobby Kuzma, an email, and we want you to click on this particular link specifically for you, Bobby Kuzma. That's not generic for everybody else. It's specifically just for you so that you can gain more knowledge about how we can help you in your mission with content tailored specifically for you, right? And when you think about that, isn't that kind of the same type of tactic that attackers could be using to get us? Because that seems fairly convincing, right? It seems like, oh, wow, they could actually help me in my job.
That's what's kind of frightening to me. Now, Beto, you've been with Core Security since practically the beginning. You were one of the original members of our consulting practice and our pen testing team before moving across into running our research programs. What's your take on this?
Well, actually, my take on this is that it's pretty exciting to see how all the existing marketing techniques can be abused by attackers. It's a good way to learn how to integrate those techniques in the things that we do. And similar to what Venkat just said, the techniques, the phishing, and I will also say what we call client-side attacks, which is not only trying to trick users into getting data, but also to executing something else that could end up compromising their workstations or device they are reading the emails we send from. And those techniques have evolved over time. I would say probably by the same effect that the marketing techniques are evolving. And the reason is, we want to increase our success rate. I think marketing wants to do that as well. They might call it conversion rates.
Right.
We call it agents deployed or data gathered. Whereas at the same time, minimizing the amount of noise that could potentially be used for detection. So at the very beginning, and I would say 15 years ago, when we started doing some phishing and client-side attacks, it was just sending out emails with attachments and not that much information. And most probably people would take the bait, let's say. And now with all the trainings and actually all the news that are out there about phishing attacks, things are getting more complicated, or I would say exciting. And that requires more techniques to be developed. And as Venkat mentioned, the consulting team, whenever they perform phishing or client-side attacks, there's a phase that has to do with fingerprinting the users. That doesn't necessarily mean that you will be sending an attack that will require the user to enter data or execute something right away, but they will send emails just aiming at knowing where the user is reading the emails from, where is the target infrastructure and the target browser the user has, to even what are the potential ways to generate connection back to us, something we call reverse TCP port scanning. So at the end, there are a lot of similarities that we use. And I see this actually pretty interesting in a way to see what marketing is doing to mimic those things in our attacks.
So do you think that the fishers are learning from the marketers are learning from the fishers, or they're both learning from someone else?
That's a good point. I think overall there are many sources of for learning, and definitely marketing is one, because they've been doing this for quite a long time already. And as I said before, it's like one of their main purposes is to put a brand in front of the prospects, and I won't say trick, but convince the user into getting interested in whatever brand it is. And that's exactly what attackers are trying to do, right? What do you think, Venkat?
Yeah, so I think we have this terminology that we use in marketing. It's called clickbait, right? It's how do we bait people into clicking on something, whether that's a link, whether that's an advertisement, whatever that might be. What's the bait we can use? What are the hooks? What is the kind of terminology, the language that we can really get people interested in? So I'm not actually sure who's learning from whom, actually. I'm not sure if we are learning from the attackers, if the attackers are learning from us. But I think similar to what Beto said, it's interesting, it's exciting to see how we all, I'm meaning marketers and attackers, are all, we have the same objective, and that objective is to do something to create interest in a targeted person. And the techniques that we're using, some are for good, some are for not for good. And it's really interesting to see how there's this convergence of, you know, we want to help people, we want to, you know, evangelize what our product capabilities are. And yet at the same time, that same technique that we're using could also be used for evil as well. It's really interesting how these types of methodologies and techniques are converging and blurring the lines between what's good, what's evil. And, you know, it's really interesting how the world is evolving this way.
Now, I've personally always been a firm advocate that tools are tools, and it's the intent of the user that makes the usage itself good or evil. Now, the particular marketing email that you received was part of a multi-prong, multi-factor process, and some of our colleagues actually received physical items associated with this campaign. Did that type of strategy increase the effectiveness of this campaign, do you think?
Yeah, so that's what's really interesting is they did actually. So first and foremost, it wasn't a phishing attack. It was actually a legitimate email. I did a Google search on this email, and it turns out it is legitimately from a company that does website design, and they hook you in using this method. So it is typical account-based marketing. And yeah, you're right, Bobby. So people on my team actually did receive a hotel key card and napkin in the mail from this person, who then followed it up with an email specifically with a URL and a microsite with my name on it. So there's a very high likelihood that, given that I had gotten some previous warning, that there's a high likelihood that, oh, okay, I've seen this. This is not unfamiliar to me. I could probably click on this and be okay. So now, if you think about it from, you know, the attacker's mind, you know, I'll let Beto and you comment on this, but, you know, maybe this is something that now, if we find out contact information, we find out the location of where these people are, we can send them snail mail to then induce a behavior.
That's actually a pretty interesting technique. Thanks for for commenting that out. And yeah, I think it all boils down to the evolution of the phishing attacks. As I said before, you know, aligned with what marketing techniques are nowadays, which is trying to target specific users, not a bunch of users. And if you want to do that, it has to be a personalized approach. And I really like the idea of approaching targets from different sources, as you just said, in order to create like a false or not false sense of, hey, I know these folks. So yeah, I might be able to click this because I know these folks. I heard about these folks before. Something that, in contrast to receiving an email from the first time, might generate a higher alert. In particular, you know, this is worth commenting as well, right? In a sense, attackers have a slightly better advantage over us because they can use known brands as a way to target users. We, white hackers, we can't because, you know, we don't want to spoil, you know, well-known brands when performing attacks. So this technique of trying to do some brand awareness with targets over time before sending the actual attack and trying the target to click the bait, it's very interesting. It is a very good technique to be used.
Yeah, I seem to recall in my early days of the field lore, Kevin Mitnick made some claims that he conducted a multi-pronged social engineering attack against a cellular phone manufacturer to get a debug chip that started with a series of letters masquerading as a colleague at another location and escalated to phone calls. And creating that synthetic sense of familiarity is what was done in both of these cases. So what can we do to protect against that in our user populations?
Well, actually, that's a great question. There's no simple answer to that because, you know, we all mentioned this before, right? There's a blurry line between what's fake and what's real. And I've seen some companies approaching this problem very straightforward, in a pretty straightforward manner, which is they explicitly announcing or letting the customers know what type of information and what type of data they will send and ask through emails, through email communication channel. So the customers are aware that if they receive something on behalf of these companies that sounds strange, they might not actually click the bait, right? So I think that's something that companies have, that's a thing that I think it's interesting for companies to implement. Whenever they are approaching customers, this is slightly different from marketing campaigns, maybe, right? Because marketing campaigns often go to prospects as well. In any case, companies might have policies about what they send out or do not send out, even to prospects. So prospect know, okay, company X, they will never ask me to execute or send my personal data because it's their policy. And I think it has to start this way because, as I said before, I mean, the line is too blurry between what's legit and what's not.
And we all know that while you can continuously train people to recognize warning signs, eventually training fatigue sets in and it starts going in one ear and out the other. So these techniques are going to continue being effective long into the future, unfortunately, or fortunately from our marketing team standpoint.
Yes, I think that's I think this is here to stay. As we always say, when we talk about security always breaks in the weakest link, right? And these days, the link is a human factor. And I think it's going to stay the same for quite a long time, at least with these existing communication channels that we have nowadays. And that's one of the things why we have to assume if we do security that sooner or later somebody's going to get into our organization, and it's a matter of testing, okay, what can be done if somebody is in here, instead of enforcing security not only at the border networks, you have to enforce security anywhere inside the organization, and include detection mechanisms as well as penetration testing with different attackers profile, like somebody from the outside, somebody that got into our network, somebody that not only got into our network but also have privileges inside the network. So you can have a clear picture of what can be done with those different attack profiles and minimize the impact of somebody compromising internal networks.
The always assume that you're breached and react accordingly strategy is something that personally, I've been advocating for almost the entire time I've been in the security field. And these particular sets of issues are just going to, they're going to continue. And they're, as long as email is the unauthenticated, insecure protocol that it is, we're going to be facing this. So we're coming up toward the end of our program today. Venkat, any final thoughts?
Yeah, I guess from a marketer's perspective, we are trying to raise awareness of what we do and try to target particular people. And it's interesting that, you know, given that what we do, we try to do for good, and the techniques we use can often be used for evil. So I guess the only thing I can say is just be careful and but assume positive intent, I guess, from the marketers. That's the only thing I can say.
Beto, last thoughts?
From the attacker's standpoint, I tend to think like attackers, right? I think it is wise to look what marketing folks are doing, because what I foresee in the future is not only, you know, emails as a way to approach people, but also some other channels, and those channels will probably be abused as well by attackers. So that's pretty exciting because, you know, email has been going on for quite a long time already, but you have advertisements, you have even clocks, watches like that receive news, and who knows what attackers will be able to do through those things in order to convince targets, victims, to expose their information that later on could be used by for the attackers for, you know, increase the attack surface. So it's pretty exciting to follow what marketing is doing, actually.
Gentlemen, Venkat, Beto, thank you very much for coming on the program today. And for those of you out in the audience, we will be back for episode 5 soon. In the meantime, please check out all of the great resources that we have available up on coresecurity.com. And until next time, see ya.